Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. There are two wonderful events coming up at the YWCA Lower Cape Fear. And to talk about those events are Susan Fennell, the executive director of the YWCA, and Penny Spicer Sidbury, who is the chair of the YWCA Centennial Committee. So first of all, welcome and thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk first about this event that's coming up just a week from this Friday. It's the 5th annual Stand Against Racism, Friday, April 25th, from noon to 1. And I have not been out and about on a Friday from noon to 1 and seen this happen, but I understand it's a human chain all the way from the YW to UNCW.
Yes, we're hoping to have that many folks to connect.
Yes.
And also this year we added an event. So on the 24th, Thursday evening before, we are having a film, viewing a film at AME Church, St. Stephen's AME Church at 7 o'clock. We welcome the public to attend that, where we're viewing Racial Taboo and then having table discussions about that.
That's great.
And so we'll kick off Stand Against Racism that evening.
Okay.
And then have the chain the following day.
Okay.
We're asking people to join us. And if they would, they're welcome to get a Stand Against Racism t-shirt at the YW. You can go online and find all this information there. And if you don't purchase a t-shirt with us, which is $10, you can just wear orange or persimmon, we call it at the YWCA. So that we have. And there are several businesses that have already committed to join us that day.
So UNCW. Some church groups and businesses and individuals. Can people just show up that day and just get into the chain?
Absolutely. This is the 5th year that we've done this. It is celebrated, and there's 39 other states that are participated throughout the years, and about 310,000 folks have participated in this event nationally.
Now, it's been going on here or nationally since 2009?
Here. This is our 5th year, so we're quite excited about it. The children get involved and make posters and get involved as well, so we're looking forward to it.
What has your turnout been in the past?
Well, it's not been nearly as big as we had hoped.
Well, then we need to get some more people out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we want at least 100 standing out there.
Good.
Hands.
Well, you got a ways to go there from the YWCA, which is, what's the address of the YW?
2815 South College.
Right. Okay.
You can't miss us right now because the bubble's still up over the pool, which everybody kind of identifies us with. So we would like to try to make it, and UNCW has committed to being with us this year as well as some
other
businesses.
Should send some students out there to start the chain from that end. Good.
Yes,
and come meet in the middle. Wonderful. I understand it's meant to be a visual symbol of tolerance and unity in the community. And it started in what, New Jersey or New York?
Yes, in New Jersey.
Now, the YWCA is involved in issues of racial tolerance and diversity for pretty much its entire history. Is that right?
That's correct. The YWCA nationally has been around about 158 years, and of course, in Wilmington, 100 years. And it's always been our mission to eliminate racism. And here in Wilmington, me being here, this is my 4th year, but we have been talking about racism for a long time and had racial issues been at the forefront of what we've been doing and when it wasn't so popular, let's say, and have dialogues on that 1968, 69. Betty Cameron was a part of that, those discussions. And so we've been doing this work for quite some time. And it's so important for us to realize that it does exist, and we can be mindful that we can do our part to try to eliminate this in the future.
Wonderful. So again, the event is the 5th annual Stand Against Racism. It's a human chain going from the YWCA on South College Road all the way up to UNCW. Let's get 100 folks or more out there. You can just show up that day. It's from noon to 1. Or go to the website. Is it ywca-lowercapefear.org? You can find out all about it there. If you want to buy a t-shirt and register ahead of time, you can. But if you just want to show up, that'll work as well. And as you mentioned, Susan Fennell, there is the film Racial Taboo, The Night Before, at St. Stephen AME Zion. At what time?
7 o'clock that evening.
Good. And then a discussion to follow.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful.
And that's open to the public as well.
Oh, that's great. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Susan Fennell. I'll be talking in a moment with Penny Spicer Sidbury, who's the chair of the YWCA Centennial Committee. And the centennial is the next thing we want to talk about. It's a big year for the YWCA.
It's a huge year. Yes, ma'am.
So this is the 100th anniversary of the founding of the YWCA here in Wilmington.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. So let's talk about that. Tell us, first of all, Penny, when's it coming up?
The gala is coming up on Saturday, May the 3rd at 6 o'clock p.m. at the new convention center downtown. We are expecting our national CEO, Dara, will be with us. And our special guest will be retired Lieutenant Colonel Adele Hodges, who retired, worked here for a number of years in Jacksonville, headed up. She was the first African-American female to head up over 40,000 Marines. And she went on to Washington, D.C. and worked in the Pentagon. So this lady has retired again, and she's in Connecticut. So she's flying all the way back for this occasion to be with us. And so we're excited. We will be honoring and recognizing 100 women, 100 phenomenal women. We'll be paying tribute to some folks like Betty Cameron, and we'll be recognizing our employees that have put in 35 years plus that are still with us, that are still volunteering. And we will end the night with some fun and dancing. So we invite everyone to please come out and support us.
Now, those 100 women that you'll be honoring, are those past winners of the YWCA Women of Achievement Awards?
That is correct. We decided to do something a little different this year. We've always done Women of Achievement, and we will continue to do Women of Achievement. But because of the centennial, we're calling it the Legacy Women. So we've asked our previous winners of Women of Achievement to select their peers. So they have decided who the top 10 will be, and we will honor them as well.
Wonderful. And you have Frances Weller as your MC.
Frances Weller is MCing again. I think this is, Frances loves us. She keeps coming back.
She's great.
She will be MCing the night for us. And we have a couple other special guests that will be surprises that will be there as well.
Okay. You mentioned there will be some entertainment. Is there dinner? Is there dancing? What else is going on
there
that
will
night?
Be, we will, and I'll let Susan talk about, we'll have two surprises. I guess we can say Perry's Emporium is one of our sponsors, and he's going to be doing a jewelry sale and some auctioning, some toasting for us. Yes, there will be dancing. There will be dinner. And then we'll have some fun booth. We'll have a photo booth. And we'll also have our historical pathway. We're going to tell the story of the why for the last 100 years. Yes,
good.
Yes,
ma'am. Now, who's providing the music?
We've got a band, and this is a Motown band.
Let's see.
That's coming
in. Is it
in.
The Four Nights Band?
That be them. It's the Four Nights Band.
Okay, good.
I have not heard them. I've only, listened to them on pulling up the website.
Right.
They seem to be awesome, and they're supposed to be Motown, so it's
going
to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Good, and then you're having some catered food brought in, munchies or a sit-down dinner?
We're having a sit-down dinner, but we want to say thank you because the birthday cake, the huge birthday cake, is being donated by Sam's Club. Costco's is helping us with the flowers, and we've got a couple of florists around town that are also helping decorate the table. It's a time that we show off the why, and folks are just awesome. The businesses in the immediate area are supporting us, but we want everybody through Southeastern North Carolina to come out and support
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. It's Saturday, May 3rd from 6 to 11 p.m. at the Wilmington Convention Center. Wilmington Convention Center, the new convention center downtown, with dinner and dancing and entertainment and 100 Distinguished Women of Achievement honored special guests. Now, how do people get tickets for this, and how much do the tickets cost?
Tickets are $100, and they can go on that same website and purchase tickets, or they can certainly stop by the office at 2815 South College and purchase tickets there as well. There's tables available, still sponsorships available for those who would like to do that as well. And I would like to say that, James E. Moore is continuing to be our lead sponsor for this event. I think this is 29 years, and he's continued to be so wonderful to our organization. Mm. So I would like to do a little shout out for him and his agency. But yes, tickets are still available, so please do let us know. And you can go on the website, or you can stop by the office and get those.
Great. YWCA-LowerCapeFear.org. That's a place to find out all about the Centennial Gala and buy your tickets ahead of time. A $100 ticket to celebrate 100 years of service. That event is coming up Saturday, May 3rd from 6 to 11 p.m. at the Wilmington Convention Center. But before that, remember, next week on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, the film Racial Taboo will be shown at St. Stephen AME Zion Church with a discussion to follow. And then the next day, Friday, April 25th, from noon to 1, the 5th Annual Stand Against Racism, an opportunity for all of us to join a human chain from the YWCA all the way to UNCW to create a visual symbol of tolerance and unity in our community. What a great idea. I hope if you're listening right now, you can write that down on your calendar and get your friends friends, get a bunch of friends to go together, get people from your business to go together, people from your neighborhood, preschools, regular schools, any old kind of schools. Just get on out there and take a stand. Susan Fennell, the YWCA Executive Director from the YWCA Lower Cape Fear, and Penny Spicer Sidbury, the Chair of the YWCA Centennial Committee. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
I really love what you're doing for the community. Thanks.
Thank you.